Grey Patch knew the voice. He made a mental note to see Kaibo as soon as he regained his sight.
Rustum, what good would that have done? I don't think things would have turned out any different.
Big Fang picked dried blood from his top lip.
Oh, don't you then. Listen, Rat, if we'd rushed him, I could have taken that place.
Grey Patch tried to control his temper.
But instead, you got a stone on the nose and yelped like a field mouse at a funeral. Go on then, bucko. Tell us what you would have done.
Big Fang was a large, battle-chested sea-rat. He picked up a dead branch and snapped it in two pieces.
I'd have broken him with the element of surprise. Charge and kill. An hour before dawn, I would have set light to those big gates. When they burned down, the crew would have been in there a-slaying and ripping. But you know better, don't you, Grey Patch? What do we do? Hid in a ditch playing peekaboo like frogs hiding from a hawk. And you, matey, you, the great Grey Patch, terror of the waves, put out a commission with a turnip by a little kook. Wheedling around the road like a lame beetle. Please, sir, give us bread and water, kind sir. Ha! Bilge water. Some sea rat invasion that was, mates, I'll tell you.
There was a murmur of agreement from the crew. Tied in a line with the oar slaves, Pakatug trembled nervously. Big Fang had wanted to kill him. If there was a power shift among the sea rats and Big Fang became their leader, the squirrel's life would be worthless. On an impulse, he yelled out over the rumblings of disagreement.
Grey Patch is right. There's more sense in tricking your way out of the abbey than just burning and slaying.
Ranzo leaped up and knocked Pakatug flat with a spear butt.
Slaves and prisoners telling us what to do, eh, shipmates? I think we're all going soft in this forest.
Big Fang threw a claw about his shoulders.
Aye, Ranzo's right. We were better off with the deck of the Dark Queen under us. That craft had outrun any vessel on the seas. I say we set sail for the open waters in Dark Queen. Who's with me, mates?
A roar of approval went up from the crew. They seized their weapons and any supplies lying about, forming in a mob with Big Fang at the head, as they marched off into the woodlands, dragging the oar slaves with them. Big Fang called out to his disabled adversary.
Don't worry, Grey Patch. I'm not going to kill you. I'll leave that to this country. See how long you'll last in the woods without your good lamp to see through. You'll die with the flies crawling over you, cursing my name and the day you tried to do me down. I'm captain now!
The crew marched off through the woodlands, laughing and jostling each other, happy to be going back to the life they knew aboard the best craft of all Gabool's fleet, the good ship Dark Queen. One sea rat remained, however. Fishgill, the steer's rat, strode across the Grey Patch and sat beside him.
Let them go, Captain. They'll either end up in Gabool's clutches or come back to you after getting sick of that big mouth Big Fang. He's a fool and a hothead. He'll either get himself or the crew killed.
Grey Patch breathed a sigh of relief.
Fishgill, matey, I knew you wouldn't let me down. Stay with me now. This isle'll be better in a day or two. Then we'll see who's the real captain of Dark Queen and the best steer's rat too.
Clary and the Long Patrol had become alerted when they found Pakatug's secret den empty. Using their considerable skills as trackers, they had trailed the squirrel across the dunes. The Hares found the river crossing the beach at mid-morning. Checking the aftermath of the battle with Green Fang's crew, they traced the river course inland. At midday, they sighted the Dark Queen, tied up alongside the tree-fringed creek. Hon Rosie whooped with delight.
Who's for a trip aboard the Skylark?
Brigadier Time jumped aboard.
Deserted, eh? Where do you suppose the scurvy blackguards are now, Clary?
Heaven the foggiest, old fella. Still and all, I'll tell you where they won't be going. To sea in this belly tub again. We'll make sure of that. Come on, chaps!
In a short time, the rudder was detached and hidden in the woods. The oars were weighted and sunk in the creek. The steering wheel was dismantled and flung widespread into the bushes, and the mooring ropes were hacked through so that Dark Queen drifted in and heeled at a crazy angle in the shallows. They jettisoned the worst of the provisions and made a leisurely meal of the choicest bits of the remainder. Clary found some of the bows and arrows in the weapon locker.
Righto, chaps, settle down now. You take first watch, Rosie. Shout out at the first sign of a scurvy whisker and we'll give them billio.
Oh, I say, super. I'm rather good at the old archery game, you know. I could score a bullseye on a rat's eye with no bother.
Clary nibbled a ship's biscuits until a weevil poked his head out at him. He spat out quickly and tossed the offending morsel overboard.
Oh, I think I'd turn to a life of crime if I had to eat tucker like that. No wonder they look mean and ugly.
This ends Disc 5.